has a lot of pride in who he is and what he does and how he does things, and confidence in himself as a competitor and a football player. And those are all good things. But at the end of the day, the work has got to be put in, and he put in work this offseason, starting with the end of the season last year. So, you know, again, I tip my cap to him, because to say it is one thing, but to do it is another. And that's what separates a lot of people.
It is Bills head coach Sean McDermott there talking on Keon Coleman. We're talking some Bills offense here on Sports Talk Saturday. Last segment, we're talking to Jerry about this. We got connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. So Keon Coleman, we talked about him a little bit last segment. He's had an interesting 12 months in the Bills organization.
Yes. Yes, he has.
He had a good bit of expectations coming into last season.
I would say so. Replacing
quite a bit.
Yeah. Becoming the sort of new shiny toy.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't necessarily pop maybe as many expected right away. But again, as the season was going on, he was getting better. Then he gets hurt. And then he finishes the season on a high note.
Yeah. And I would say he had, before the injury, definitely a pretty average to above average rookie wide receiver year.
Mm-hmm.
He was making some plays, made some catches, not getting, you know, he's not catching 10 balls a game.
Right. I mean, took him till week 7 to get over 100 yards in one game. He got 125 right. yards against the Titans, no touchdowns, 125 yards on 4 catches on 7 targets. And that's 3 games before he gets hurt.
Right.
Then he gets hurt in the game against Miami, leaves early, doesn't play again until Detroit.
And when he does, he's, you know, the offense is humming, and there's no reason to sort of shift away from what was happening. So
yeah.
I mentioned this last segment. I have come around on him and what he could do for them this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should score some touchdowns for them, and he should make a little more – he should force the Bills a little more often to get him the ball where he can make a play with it. Because he did that a lot in college. He was a punt returner, a kick returner in college. And he can run through guys because he's pretty big. He's pretty strong.
He got stronger this offseason.
He can run around guys.
All offseason, we heard how much he worked. He was just in the gym.
Right, as we heard from McDermott just now.
Mm-hmm.
He put in the work. And that's, I also think, something that staff likes to reward.
Exactly.
And that's another part of this, is he's earning a little more trust from everybody involved, from Josh all the way to McDermott. And so I am ready for him to have a bigger year than I would have anticipated at the, you know, finish of last season. And so that's exciting. And then from there on down, you know, there's interesting pieces to talk about here. Tyrell Shavers has looked great, like really good, again, mm-hmm. for like the third year in a row.
I remember, so I was at the Jets game last year at the end of the season, and Shavers scores that one touchdown where it's just all of a sudden, boom, there's this guy down the field and he's just going. And everyone's like, who is this? This is great, you know? And that's like my first, you know, impression of Tyrell Shavers is, wow, that guy's fast. That guy's great. You saw that in the game against the Giants in the preseason this year. He gets down the field. I think it was Trubisky just chucks up a ball, and he comes down with it on like the 2-yard line.
Right.
And if that's what he can give you, that's a guy for me to make this offense. But if it's between him and Elijah Moore, if they don't want to bring all these guys in, I would take Tyrell Shavers at this point.
Yeah.
I liked Moore when he came in. But Shavers, I think he's shown a lot this preseason and this training camp as well of why he deserves a spot on this roster.
Yeah, I see all that, and I don't disagree that he has done enough to earn his way onto this roster. But, and I'm thinking about Elijah Moore and him basically as competing here. And there's something about Moore. I know we all got very caught up in, you know, he's a second round, but he's really high skill. He's got all these talents, and he just hasn't had a quarterback to throw him the football. And I still want to give that some room to breathe. And he still hasn't been catching many passes from Josh Allen in any kind of game action. And I really am interested to see what a player with his skill set, his ability to separate, his just pedigree can do with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to give that – I want to see that play out a little more than just for one training camp and preseason set.
Yeah.
I would like to see them, even if Moore has struggled, or not even struggled, but just not popped the way many, I think, had hoped for him.
The hardest part, though, is you can't keep all these guys.
Right.
You can't keep every single receiver. Like, obviously, you're keeping – I mean, the starters are Shakir, Coleman, and Palmer.
Right.
After that, we've already talked about Samuel.
Yeah.
There's four. Are you keeping Shavers and Moore and Laviska Shenault?
No.
Because Shenault, at this point, kind of has been you're trying to see what he does in the punt return game, but you haven't been able to force a punt in the preseason, so you can't right. see that.
That's not going great.
But you know what he's done in the past. You know his abilities in that role. So you're potentially going to keep him there.
They're in a squeeze.
Right.
Because of the kind of receivers that they've acquired.
And not to mention guys like KJ Hamler, Christian Wilkinson, and Steven Gosnell, who have had their moments this preseason in this training camp. Maybe more so training camp for those guys, but still, they had their moments where it was, hey, Allen's having a great day with Wilkerson. Allen's having a great day with Gosnell and Ham. Like, there's a lot of guys here that it's, again, going back to the whole boomer bust of, yeah, this guy might have a lot for your offense, but
what is he doing?
Who does it most consistently?
Right.
Because that's kind of everyone past the big three of Shakir, Coleman, and Palmer. Everyone else is kind of, you got to figure out which one is going to be the one that pops the most and the most consistently. And in my eyes, from what we've seen, I think it goes Shavers more. Just from what we've seen so far.
I hear that. I've seen that from Shavers. I think Moore's got more to give, you know, no pun intended.
Right.
I think that there's more in there, that if he's able to break through his whatever has held him back, aside from the quarterback play that he's gotten,
mm-hmm.
if he's able to break through any of that, any percentage of that, there's very few situations in the NFL that will provide you a better opportunity than the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
Because of the way this offense operates, because of Joe Brady's philosophy, and because of who's throwing the football.
Again, to look at his numbers, he played 2 years with the Jets, 2 years with the Browns, and he has a total of just over 2,000 yards and 9 touchdowns. His best season was with the Browns 2 years ago in 2023, 640 yards on 59 receptions for 2 touchdowns in 12 games started. 17 games overall. So, again, you're catching passes from that year would have been some group of
PJ
Walker
characters.
Jacoby Brissett. Like,
yeah.
Pick any Browns quarterback from the past, 3 years, and it's probably one of those guys throwing him the football. And
Flacco and all those guys. And so. That's why that gets stuck in my head. And I don't know that that's appropriate or how much weight that really should carry.
Mm-hmm.
But that guy, Elijah Moore, is talented. And he has shown flashes of that. And I would really like to see a consistent effort to see if he can make a difference with the offense operating at capacity in a regular season game. Because I don't know how much he's going to be able to prove without the opportunity to have Josh play with him. And sure, Shavers has shown more in the same exact situation. But Shavers is a journeyman and a guy that has lived the Bills' way in many ways. And I would understand if they wanted to reward what Shavers has brought. In mm-hmm. terms of effort and energy and what he represents in the locker room. But I would expect Moore to have more of an impact in winning games, and to me that is what matters to this team.
Tyrell Shavers, 3 games last year for the Bills, his first 3 games in the NFL. He had 1 catch, the one I talked about against the Jets, 69 yards for a touchdown. So it's
Right.
Very, very small sample size.
Right. Very limited. He's been playing against preseason level players and practice, in training camp.
He's been a practice squad guy.
Right.
That's what he's been so far. But him and Moore are the two guys that are on the fringe right now. And,
right.
And so, a game like tonight could decide that.
Agreed. And I will. That will be the two guys I think I'll be locked in on the most tonight in terms of – can one of them really make a case for themselves?
803-0550, the number to call to get involved here. We're going to take another time out here. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Josh Schmidt. He's Owen Parker, and this is WGR.